As you look at this GAO report, you're writing on AOL government that there are some other folks that could be involved in this process to help things along.
Well, that's absolutely right. I was fascinated by some of the information in there. First of all, you know, they make the point that it doesn't include the intelligence agencies' data, and so I trust GAO on that. But I can tell you there is no difference in the underlying issue, which is the siloed way we bought these systems and all the redundancy in those systems. It's really a function of the way government buys IT. And, of course, that's not just an OMB issue. It's not just an agency issue. It goes all the way back to the appropriators in Congress and how they authorize and want to oversee the expenditure of IT funds.
What is it that they are not doing or doing that prevents OMB and prevents the agencies from being able to do what they need to do?
Well, you know, part of this is a function of the last era of computing, the client-server era of computing, where reengineering was done with parts of a business process, and then an application was built for that part of the business process. So these applications were perfect for work groups. That's, you know, where you did the reengineering, and I think Congress did make some pretty good decisions, and agencies did pretty good investments, but they were at the work group level. You know, as we move into the 21st century, we've got boatloads upon boatloads of redundant programs. I have my own theory, and it's worth another discussion of how this is built up, and GAO has reported separately on that for Senator Coburn. But the bottom line is every program needs a system. And so you have a work group level. Every program has at least one work group, and hence you end up with over 6,000 forms, each fitting a system, tens of thousands of systems, each independently funded. And the only way you can really get at this is either a virtual reorganization of the government through the use of shared services, but that's very, very hard in the appropriation structure that's program-focused, or you let each program have the capability to run and achieve its performance measure, which is why we have all this redundant IT.
Does it have to be that deliberate, though? I mean, if you talk about a lot of this being focused on client-server systems and because of the nature of buying a client-server system, as those disappear, as those go away, will some of this problem on oversight and overspending go away too? Or is it really that beholden to the acquisition process, or excuse me, the appropriations process?
Well, let me say, I don't really think it's so much beholden to the appropriations process as the appropriations structure.
Okay.
Okay, so they're funding programs within a silo, and you got to give each program the wherewithal to be successful. Now, in today's environment, we do a lot with shared services, but the problem in the appropriations structure is that somebody's got to pay the bill to buy this or invest in that shared service, and then the other agencies benefit from it. And I think the problem that goes back, you know, probably way before I was doing my ego thing, is that it's very difficult for the appropriators to figure out how to do the puts and takes with any kind of sharing in the cost and sharing in the benefits. It's just not their structure.
You write in this piece on AOL government, which we have linked up on federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, the bigger factor will likely be the looming budget cuts that force all parties to look for ways to cut costs. As I've been talking to people on both the industry side and the government side of this equation over the last couple of weeks in particular, but last couple of months too, there seems to be that sentiment that you're expressing applied to a lot of different areas, that, well, budget cuts will make us or make them do whatever it is that happens to be the topic of conversation at the present time. Is it possible that people are overthinking or overstating what budget cuts may or may not drive, force agencies to do when it comes to issues like this?
I think there's a lot of uncertainty, Francis. You'd like to have this architected. You know, that's always been my approach, and we've got our group of devotees to the smart lean government concept that say that there is a better way to rationalize spending in program and policy areas, and That would be the ideal way to do it. So the tools are there, the data are there to do it. Now, it's hard. You have to deal with a lot of trade-offs between constituencies, and you got to convince them that they're going to be okay when their program sponsor or their program agency isn't the one serving them. We just haven't grappled with the magnitude of savings or reduction in the rate of growth of spending that looks like we're going to have to grapple with, and nobody seems to have that magic approach that says we've got the good government or the good public administration framework for rationalizing the spend and program errors. My hope is that smarter heads on the Hill and within the executive branch will prevail, and that's what we'll start to see.